Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Good evening. The show begins at Brussels. The question is, what do we learn from the EU vote? Vox, National Rally, AFD, all the so-called far-right parties prospered. Are they going to band together? Unknown. Strikingly, I learned from Anatole Levin that it was the younger voters who gave the boost to the far-right parties. That's the future vote for the European Union. Now the European Commission must form. It still dominates the center of the discussion in Europe. Nonetheless, there is a trend, and Anatole makes it very clear. It's an unimaginable trend when he was growing up in the 20th century, but here it is. Even Sweden has a far-right party dominated by youth. And then it's off to Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil, the tri-national border region. Good for smuggling, good for criminal behavior, very good for Hezbollah, as I've learned over the years. In any event, Mary Anastasia Grady went there to see the beauty of the surrounding, these falls called the Devil's Throat, I believe, one of the many falls coming off the plateau. And Brazil would prosper if they stopped the game of charging high tariffs and let people go back and forth with low tariffs. They'd make more money, says Mary O'Grady. And then it's off to Europe to admire the genius of the ASML company in the Netherlands, making the machines called fabs that generate the ability to make a 1/1,000,000,000th of a millimeter lithographic line on a microchip to produce the highest end for artificial general intelligence. That's where we're headed. Matching that with what goes on in NVIDIA designing the chips in California, matching that to it all come together in TSMC in Taiwan. We're talking about the three businesses that distinguish the West from the rest. That would be China. China cannot match those three, and I talked to Chris about why. And then Ukraine, $50 billion of Russian money to go to Kyiv, says the G7. Also a conversation about West Bank jihadists, Houthis, Hezbollah, all shooting simultaneously. And what is to be done? Gaza doesn't solve those three problems for Israel, for the United States, for the trade through the Red Sea. Peter Berkowitz joins for philosophy about the Constitution, how it was created by the founders for compromise, for conciliation, for rapprochement, for working together. Well, it's no longer that because, argues Yuval Levin, writing a new book, the executive has taken over the authority of the Congress and the courts in many instances, and the executive doesn't seek compromise, seeks success at the polls and in the polling. And then a conversation about the new world. First, we start with the Russian flotilla to Havana with Evan Ellis from the U.S. Army War College, possibly making a call to Venezuela, these Russian ships, possibly making a call to Nicaragua, Nicaragua asking to join BRICS. Russia's moving into the Western Hemisphere, and there's no stopping it, apparently. Nobody's going to try to stop it. The Biden administration understands this is unusual, but the Monroe Doctrine no longer useful, I suppose. And then a conversation about Mexico. President-elect Sheinbaum in conversations with the U.S. over critical issues, trade, migration would come to mind, working together to make Mexico and the 6 years of the first woman president in the North America ever, Claudia Sheinbaum. And rooting for her, yes, of course, Mexico is vital to the success of the United States. Finally, a trip to Argentina, Buenos Aires, with Evan Ellis to talk about the protests outside the legislature where they were passing elements of the plan advanced by the libertarian President Javier Milei, to Saipan, the Northern Marianas, Cleo Pascal there for the celebration of the 80th anniversary since the June 15th, 1944 liberation of the island by the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the U.S. Army Air Force at the time. Saipan became, those islands, especially Tinian, became the forward airfield to send out the B-29s against the Imperial Japanese Army and Navy in Tokyo. Conversation with my colleague Veronique de Rigy over the Biden administration blaming everybody for inflation, when what's right in front of them is the spending they think will get them reelected. And finally, David Davenport on how to fix America's lack of civic education for young people at the middle school and at the high school and at the college. Anyway, the civics lessons that I had as a child and the history lesson of the U.S. that I had as a young person is no longer part of the active curriculum of many, many, many public schools. Why not, is the question. There's much more to the show. I hope you like it. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.